Are you all well? Man, it's so lucky to see everyone here. Okay, we're going to start a new series called Field. So you're going to have these pictures in front of you, and that's something that I want you to think of and look at. And we're going to start and we're going to look at this book. So we're going to hand these books out. If you're just visiting us and you're not going to come back, give the book back because we only have a certain amount. But I would love for you to take this, bring it with on Sundays, and in the midweek, like Terry said, you're going to work through this. So the ladies can hand the books out for us. And, you can work in this, you can write in it. If there are those that prefer digital, you can speak to Albert afterwards. He'll sort you out. So I know there's some people that prefer the iPads and stuff. Just chat to Albert and he can give you the link for all of that. So as they hand that out, if you have a book, just go to page 4 for me. So you'll see in page 4, there's the empty page. That's the page you can use to make your notes in for this morning. And then on page 5, that's what will happen in the life groups. So there's a lot of sentences with missing words. And you're going to work through that and you're going to look at that. And then you're just going to, like Terry said, massage in what we've said today, but you're going to have a look at it in detail. So honestly, if you're not in a life group, you're going to miss a lot of what's going on. So afterwards, if you're not in a life group, please come and speak to anybody here in the front, and we would like to see you in a life group. If it's very difficult for you to get to one, we've got an online one. And sometimes it is easier. If you've got little kids, it is a lot easier. Come speak to Deirdre and Albert. They're running the online one for us. And I don't want you to miss out because there's a lot of things that's being discussed that won't just be on a Sunday, but in the midweek that I would love for you to be part of. Okay. Who of you can remember your first car? Your first car. I would love to know what was your first car, Terry.
A Triumph Overdrive on the ESD.
Triumph. Okay.
Beetle.
A Beetle. Okay. Eh? A Vauxhall, okay, that's a UK one, definitely. Ford Popular. Lainey, you're giving your age away here. I won't say that out loud. Can you believe it? You're the winner. At the back there? A pink? No ways. Who wants a pink car? Yes, Roman, what was your first car? I had a yellow Beetle. We called it Pisang. This old Beetle, City Golf. You remember that little city thing at the bottom? I had one of those. That was my first car. And can say a lot about it, but I was privileged to have a car. And it was one of those that keeps you on your knees. Because you don't know what's going to happen. And if you drive through water, guaranteed it's going to stop. It's finished. That thing just cuts out. And so I started dating my wife now. And we go and visit friends. So we take this car for a drive and we go visit our friends. Halfway there, this car decides, tickets, puppy, cuts out. So I try to be the male mechanic. So I pop the hood, I open it up, and I just stand and look at the engine. I have no clue what's going on. She's sitting in the car, and I'm just looking at it, thinking, I don't know. And I'm like tapping stuff, and I'm looking, and I'm thinking, I have no clue what's going on in this car. It's impossible. And so the wisdom that my girlfriend back then is like, is there petrol in the car? I'm thinking, oh, please, man. Of course there's, hang on. Go back. Empty. So in her wisdom, she realized that this car was empty. Friends, our series is called Filled. And it's amazing when we look at our own lives. We've got fuel tanks and we've got gauges that will tell you when you run on empty. Here's the thing. A lot of us don't look at those fuel gauges. A lot of us don't take note of those fuel gauges. So, our main verse, and I hope after 6 weeks you will know this off by heart, is Luke 10, verse 27. He answered, this is Jesus speaking, love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your strength, with all your mind and love your neighbor as yourself. So you can see on that little tank, for those that can read nicely, there's our scripture. It's going to be there. And there's the four things: body, soul, heart, and mind. So those are the tanks that we're going to look at in this next 6 weeks. So looking at this verse, Jesus was asked, what is the great commandment? And Jesus could very easily just start it off by saying, love me with everything in you. Hey, that will just sum it up. Love me with everything in you. But he mentions these four things: heart, soul, strength, and mind. Now, I think it's on purpose that he puts these four things in place, because that's what makes up our whole being. And it's for me and you to be filled in that capacity that we can love him with full tanks, that we can operate, that we can live out of these full tanks. So we're going to look spiritually, physically, emotionally, and mentally at what's going on. And a lot of you are probably thinking, okay, what on earth is this? So there's a picture. So those are the four tanks. You'll see this in your book as well. Physical, emotional, spiritual, and mental. Those are the four tanks that over these 6 weeks, we're going to start looking at. And I trust and I pray that when we're done, that you can start gauging and you can start looking. Am I running on empty in one of these areas? And am I stronger in another area? I realize, growing up in an Afrikaans Christian background, that I never looked at all these four tanks. So I grew up in, my dad is a pastor in the AGS Kerk, so I was a PK. You guys know what a PK is, eh? Pastor's kid. Okay, so I grew up as a PK. And everybody always said the naughtiest kids are there. You know why? Because they play with your kids. That's why they're so naughty. I grew up with my spiritual tank. You can just keep that up for us, Cora. My spiritual tank was full. I loved church. I loved kids' church. I loved youth. I started home groups when I was in high school. I loved church. So my spiritual tank was very full. But I want to tell you what, my emotional tank was not that full. Because in Afrikaans, cowboys, don't cry. So you love God with your whole heart, but you suppress your feelings. So I grew up in my teens, in my 20s, and I realized that, hang on, my spiritual tank is strong. My physical tank at a young age was very strong. I was gymming, I was playing rugby, I was playing sport. So my physical tank was right there. My mental tank and my emotional tank was not that full. I realized my two tanks was actually very empty when I married my wife, which is emotionally very high, because she operated in that. I realized very quickly, hang on, hierdie tank is leeg, papi. There's like a little wink drop in there. And I trust that as we go through these 6 weeks, you will start looking at your own tanks and say, where am I at? Other people are high on the emotional tank. Other people are, and some of you are bumping your wives. Don't do that. But some of you are high on emotional tanks. You know, you can cry your cry. You can do your thing. You know who you are. You're happy with yourself. And you were brought up that just be you. I want to tell you that both these tanks on this side and that side is not the healthiest. Because you've got to look at all four of these tanks. Spiritually, physically, emotionally, and mental energy. That's the tanks that we're looking at. So, who's our best example in Scripture? It's Jesus. When you look at Jesus, he lived what he was talking about. I think that is the most amazing thing about Jesus, is that he was never preaching something that wasn't backed up by his deeds. And when we look at these four tanks, spiritually, it's a no-brainer. Jesus' spiritual tank was probably overflowing. But when we get to his emotional tank, have a look at this. John 11:35, it says Jesus wept. Matthew 26:37, he took Peter and his two sons Zebedee along with him, and he began to be sorrowful and troubled. Luke 10:21, at the time, Jesus was full of joy. Matthew 14:13, when Jesus heard what happened, he withdrew by boat privately to a solitary place. So that last one is when he heard that his friend John was beheaded. Jesus heard this and he didn't just carry on. It says he actually went to a quiet place and just gathered his thoughts. Friends, when I look at Jesus' life, his emotional tank was full. He had emotions. And that's why I say, and it's a big tank, and I'm looking at guys here. We don't look at that emotional tank. But I tell you what, we've got to look at all four and we've got to live a balanced life. I know the last thing we want to do is talk about our feelings. And trust me, I'm not going to ask you to do that this morning. We don't want to be in a place where you're in a little group where we say, hi, my name is DJ, and I go through this and this and this. We don't like to be vulnerable, but isn't it true that Paul teaches us, confess your sins to one another? He actually says, look at the place where you get together in a life group where you can just be open and vulnerable to each other. And I trust as we carry on that we can just start being vulnerable with each other. You know what? It is healthy to have someone that checks your blind spot for you. It will help you to not make a very big accident. Because you can't always see what's right there. But somebody else looks at your blind spot and says, DJ, actually, A, B, C, D. And you go, it's funny when somebody highlights your mistakes. Hey, what's your first reaction? Wish you aimed it for me to say, I'll sort you out, man. Who do you think telling me what's going on in my life? Until you stop and you look back and you go, oh, chats. Actually, that is me. And it's so amazing when you have a life group and you start journeying together that you can be that blind spot for each other. If you're married, I trust that your spouse is your blind spot checker for you. And that's sometimes difficult when your wife corrects you. It's not always nice. It's not always nice when your husband tells you, Liffy, maybe slow down a bit there. You go, well, don't tell me what to do. I'm not telling you what to do. Just check your blind spots. Mentally, the way he taught, reasoned with the religious leaders, shows us that he didn't just rely on strength of his miracles. There was good, healthy mental function in his life. Later, his followers were taught in Romans 12 that we will be transformed by the renewing of our minds. Physically, again, Bible records that he was hungry, thirsty, he got tired, that he slept. He paid attention to his physical energy. And I think that's a problem a lot of us are also facing now, is looking at our physical tanks. When I speak to some people, they can tell you, man, I'm so tired. We're only in February, Poppy. Imagine you can feel like in August. Because it's a tank that we need to look at. It's a tank that we need to fill up. I've realized this one area that I lacked in, and I'm going to get to that a bit more. But you got to, 8 hours of sleep. Some of you go, it's impossible. Try it. It's lekker. It's good. I also don't know what it feels like, but apparently it's good. Apparently it's helpful, Going to look at that a bit more just now. I'm very challenged by the life of Jesus. When I look at this, I realize that he didn't just steward, he didn't talk about it, but he lived it. And I realized that I didn't steward my emotional, mental, and physical energy very well. Bad work routine, little sleep, unwise eating decisions, very seldom processing negative emotions, not very well, and mentally allowing wrong kinds of thoughts and also to believe what others are saying about me. Because that affects everything up here. A group as a little, believe it or not, up until 13 years old, my mom had to buy 11-year-old clothes for me. I was that small. Then I went to high school. I don't know what happened. Probably the millipop kicked in. And I set out, Poppy, and I never got taller. I just got wider. And I grew up by choice. I didn't perform in school by choice. And you always land up in class E, F. Back then it was the bright kids and the not so bright kids. And with my amazing ability, I landed in class E. And I tell you, if you've been in those classes, you know it's not the nicest situation to be in. It's most of the time those kids that become the bullies, become those people. And I landed in those, and I was always labeled. And please hear me out, it's by choice. Because I know my capabilities, I know what I can do, but I didn't do it. So it's my own fault. And I landed up in positions, and I made unwise decisions. And you know what? Labels that teachers put on you, walk with that. Carry that. And my wife had to help me through that. that are labels that was put on me, that what you know with certain capabilities that you just think, yeah, but because so and so said so. Friends, what is God saying about your life? Who's living inside of you? What does your tank look like? It's very, very, very different. But I realized that I didn't make wise decisions. And I think as we talk and you look at these tanks, every single person here, if you're going to be engaged in this, you can already tell me, my tank here is very empty. This tank is very full. A lot of us can say, and I hope that some of us can say, I've got a balanced tank life. But I think a lot of us look at our physical and we go, okay, hang on. I'm down here. My emotional's up. We can look at these certain things. Before we go further, I want to tell you this. We're not going to take 6 weeks to have a mirror here, and you're going to look in the mirror, and you're going to talk to yourself, and you're going to encourage yourself, and you're going to uplift yourself, and you're going to feel good about yourself, and you're going to hug yourself, and you're going to kiss the mirror, and you're going to be happy, and you're going to carry flowers around, and you're going to go, woohoo, I'm the best ever. We're not going to do that. I'm not going to let you go into a little bubble where you've got all these self-help books in your little bubble to tell you how beautiful and amazing you are. We're not going to do that. Jesus didn't go into a little bubble. Jesus went into the world. And I want you to be in a place where your tank is full, where spiritually you're ready, that when you age, cranking a car in a young age, she can be at her age and still do what she's doing because she looked at her tanks and made sure it's full. This is a prime example for me as this couple in front, to make sure that my tanks are in a full place, that when I reach a certain age, it's not like I can't do this anymore. It's like, you know what? I can start because I looked at my tanks. And that is why we want to do this. I want to encourage you that as we carry on, that God will just highlight these things for you and say, these are the tanks that you and I got to look after. So I got to hurry a little bit. 3 points this morning, and they're quick. 3 points this morning that I want to touch. And the first one is, there's a promise from Jesus. The second one, there's an invitation from Jesus. And the third point is, there's a response needed from me and you. So let's look at the first one. A promise from Jesus. The promise here is life to the full. So, in page 5, you can make your notes. In page 4 is what we're going to look at. So, the promise from Jesus is out of John 10:10. Familiar scripture. It's on there. The thief comes to steal, kill, and destroy. But Jesus says, but I have come to what? Give you life and to the full. Here's the promise from Jesus. He says, I have come and I'm giving you life to the full. When I look at the scripture, I don't want you to think and look at it in this context that, you know what, I'm going to suffer my 80 years because when I get to heaven, I'm going to live the full. I honestly think that the scripture talks about us now. And I think it's talking about our 4 tanks. Because when we have our tanks in full and a high level, we can live a life worthy and live a life to the fullness. So understand, when the scripture says, when he says, I've come to give you life, life in the full, it's not to think, well, it's one day. Friends, it's for us for now. It's a promise to me and you. It's a promise that we have that you can live a life to the full. Now again, this morning when I started, I confessed to you that sometimes we want this stuff. I want to tell you that the stuff is not bringing the fullness. I lack this. I don't have that. I don't have that. Friends, that is not going to make your life full. It's when you're in that position where in this morning in His presence, you can soak, you can receive Him, and you realize it's all about Him. He's the one that fills us up. He's the one that brings everything in and makes sure that you and I can operate in fullness and live a life to the full. Why? Because it's all for Him. It's all about Him. So when He comes, He says, I bring life to the full. I want you to understand that He's the beginning of the journey. He's the center of the journey. And He's the end of the journey. It's all about Jesus. It's everything to Him. So when we talk about filling up of tanks, stuff is not going to fill these tanks. You do not go to a petrol station, stop there and say to the guy, give me 3 liters of Coke and 2 liters of Pepsi. He's going to fill you with one thing that car needs. Friends, I tell you, many of us sit here, try to fill our tanks up with stuff that's not God. I know, I tried before. I tried filling it up with stuff. I tried filling it up with relationships. I tried filling it up with money. I tried filling it up with occupation. I tried filling it up with, and there's always that desire for, there's more. There's something else. And when you come to Jesus and he fills you up, he says, when we eat of him and we drink of him, you'll never hunger or thirst again. Why? Because he's more than enough. He's more than enough. Have life and have it to the full. Looking at these tanks, if we live in the healthy levels, we know we're in a good space. We're in that position where you and I are generally more grace and kindness to people, generally. Your mind feels sharper and you respond better to tough situations. But here's the opposite. When you're in the depleted place where your tank is on low, how's your grace for people? How's your patience level? Check some of the husband nodding their wife. Yeah, he's lucky and patient with me. On the way to church this morning. Lucky, but really, Uncle Kum, just I told you, you should have gotten up earlier. Load shedding, get my horror. I couldn't blow away from it. Look at this, look at that. It's amazing when you're in a full place, you've got grace, you've got time, you've got that patience. But when your tank is empty and you're on the highway and there's just like a drive, he's actually doing 120 and you feel like he's doing 80 and you're like hooting because you just want to get past him. You are living in an empty place. Friends, I want to tell you, I've been in that place. My kids can tell you that I operated in a work level, in a workspace. It was stressful and I gave everything there and I was in a place where my tanks were empty. I get home, I was grumpy. I was impatient, and my kids would say, what is wrong with Daddy? Because I didn't look after my four tanks. I don't want that. I don't want to come to my house and create that atmosphere because my tank is empty. Make sure that you're in that place where our tanks are full. So in our 6 weeks together, we're going to look at what fills our tank. What are the things that's giving us that levels that we can push up, that we can grow, that we can develop. Now, again, like I said, it's not easy for everyone to talk about their feelings. Some people are amazing at this. Definitely. You can sit with somebody and their feelings just jumps out. You're like, okay, whoa, dude, I did not need to know that. And there are some other people that it feels like you're actually dragging a donkey up a hill. Like, dude, how are you feeling? What's going on in your life? Are you, what's happening? You want to hear him against them? You're like, dude, just talk. Say something. And some of you are going to be in life group that are like that. And I trust and I pray that as you journey in these 6 weeks, that you will just see as other people open up, you can also open up. Because I want you to be in that place where your tanks are full, friends. Where you live life with this promise to the full. You get different kinds of people, eh? This is an amazing one. Who of you, when your car gets to half, you go fill it up? There's some of you that are like that. I can imagine. Terry, I think you're one of them. Not. When your car gets to half, you fill your tank up, hey? And then you get us. That when that light goes on, you go, I think I can do 10 more Ks. I reckon I can squeeze another 10 Ks out there. And your wife is like, where's the petrol station? Babes, man, don't worry. We'll make it. And you go down the hill, you're just free down the hill. Because you're hoping you'll make it, hey? There's some of us that operate like that. Even with your cell phone. Some of people are like, when it reaches 50%, you plug it in. Because you just want to, it must be full. And others look at, whoa, it's 50%. How did that happen? It's a miracle. I want to tell you, your life is not a car or a cell phone. When we joke about this, we can't joke about our life, friend. We can't get to that place where it's, that petrol light is on and you think, oh, I can just squeeze a bit more. I can just do a little bit more. John 10:10 says, give you life, life in abundance. So dangerous place to live when you're in empty spaces and we start making excuses for that empty tank. It's a very dangerous place. And usually for people in the workforce, you will say, you know what, it's just work. It's just a time. It's a season that I'm in. Can I tell you what? If that season is year in and year out, it's not a season anymore. It's permanent. And I think there's some of you that your season is so long that the state that you're in with that empty tank is actually permanent now. And I pray and I trust that this morning you can come to him open hands and say, Lord, I come to you and I realize that I'm running on empty fumes. And the people around me can experience that. I need to come to you this morning. You have to understand that we are designed to live in the top third, not the bottom. I have come to give you life. I've come to give you life. It doesn't say I came to suck the life out of you. It's I came to give you life. Second point is an invitation by Jesus. Come to me. Matthew 11:28-29. Come to me, all you who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your soul. It's an invitation from Jesus to every single person here this morning, and it's come to me. Like I said to you, friends, you cannot find rest in all these things. Sometimes, and I want to tell you what, healthy routine, all those things is needed, and we're going to talk about that. That is needed, but I want to tell you, your rest that you need is in Jesus. We are going on a week break, and I can't wait for it, but I tell you what, that week break is not going to give me rest in my heart. It's when I'm in my quiet place, in my quiet time with Him, and I gauge Him, and I spend time with Him, that I get filled up, and that I find that rest in Him. That peace and that rest, I tell you, is not separate from your work. You find that peace and you find that rest in work and in life. Don't think you got to disengage and that's there. Friends, it's as you go, as you do, as you're part of. None of us here can be in the position where we can just say, that's it, I'm taking a 6-month leave. Your boss will say, lacquer, I'm not paying you for 6 months as well. Going to see what you do then. Then that rest is gone immediately. Friends, it's while we do, it's while we busy that you and I get to Him in our quiet times. That's why you need to have a quiet time in the morning. That's why in the day before meetings, you got to speak to Him. That's why you got to take your word. You got to open your word. You got to get into that word, because that's how we find rest, because the rest is in Him. As we spend time with Him, He brings and He gives us that rest. He strengthens us. How? He fills the tank up every single day. Trying to do this without Him is like watching a movie without 3D glasses. Have you guys watched it? I personally don't like that. But if you watch a 3D movie, I know, like to go to Sturkinico is crazy. You got to take out a bond. Because, you know, they charge you for that little popcorn and that cold drink and stuff. And you go, okay, well, that's it. That was groceries for the month. You're not going to do anything else. But when last did you watch a 3D movie without glasses? It's horrible, eh? It's just like you're like watching the snow show. Like, what is that? You can't see that. But when you put the glasses on, it brings perspective. It opens it up. You go, whoa, is that what it is, you know? And friends, I want to tell you, living and operating with an empty tank is like living without those 3D glasses and watching this movie. And I pray that as we carry on, that as we journey together here on a Sunday in the midweeks, and I actually forgot, my bad, I actually forgot. On page 17, quickly go there. Is it page 17? There is a 36-day devotional for every single one, starting tomorrow on day one. Hope City, can we do this together? I wanna challenge you. Let's do this together. Mom, dad, kids, do this together. At night, dining room table, slap it on there and just do it together. You're going to do it here on a Sunday. You're going to do the midweek things. And there's a 36-day devotional that will kickstart it for you. So if you've got one, do yours. But add this in there. I think you'd be lucky to do that. Number three. There's a response from me. A willingness to change. Matthew 11:29. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me. For I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. It's amazing how this language goes, eh? It's when we come to Him, we find this rest. When we go to Him, we get this peace. But you and I need to learn from Him. So learn, I need to be willing to change. Learning isn't just head knowledge. It's learning to make the changes. We can go through these 6 weeks. And you can take page 4 and you can scribble beautiful notes. You can go midweek and you can fill in those everything. You can do the devotions, and you can have a look at that. But friends, I want to tell you, when God highlights things for you and you don't change them, it's going to stay right here. And I trust as you look at this and God highlights certain things for you, you and I get to point three, a willingness to change. To say, Lord, I want to make these changes in my life. I want to adapt here. I want to do this. That's when you and I start operating in the fullness of what He's got for us. In our devotions, you will see the four tanks every single day. There's the four tanks that you can fill in. So here's something amazing from the people that we get. Do you have the picture of the app? There's an app. How's that? Typical 2025, eh? There's an app on your Play Store and on Apple called Field. And you can every day go and fill in there what your tank levels look like. So you can do it in your book, and those who love their phones and stuff can actually download that app, and you can fill it in every day. Where am I at in my life? What am I busy with? What, my tanks, this one is at this level, that one is that level. And it, friends, it's just for you to kickstart this thing in motion to say, where am I at? Am I full in all the areas of my life? A big part of this series will be part of this group. And that's why we want to encourage you. I know we've said it plenty of times, but I want to encourage you. Get into a life group. If you're not, please come talk to us afterwards. Because I want you to journey with us. Somebody once said, if you want to go fast, go alone. But if you want to go far, go together. And I think for us as Hope City family, we want to go far. So let's do this together. So for the next 6 weeks, I'm going to be here together in our life groups and you doing your devotions. Quick recap. There's a promise from Jesus, life to the full. There's invitation by Jesus, come to me. There's a response from me and you. It's a willingness to change. We have an incredible promise from Jesus that we can live life to the full. We have an invitation by Jesus, come to me. He's the starting point, He's the center, and He's the end. And there's a response needed from me and you to say, I'm willing to change. I come to you and I'm willing to change. Can I ask that you please stand with me?